So how to be sustainable in 2024? What the things that I will be doing where I struggle. And the first one on my list is getting rid of plastic in my life. I have so much plastic, and this is, please bear with me, this is not one of those where you're like, I don't want to use plastic. Plastic is, it's toxic and whatever, whatever. No, with my life, I've just realized I haven't put much effort in getting rid of unnecessary plastic. And I'm sure you probably have, and you're more conscious about it. I've just, I think I fell into the trap of you were raised in plastic and you grew up in plastic, and then you start having your first home or your apartment, and you have plastic and you collect plastic. And I've just never really made an effort. I've always thought, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. It was just never on my to-do list, to be honest. So I think this is the year where I'm like, we really need to start dealing with this plastic issue in my life. Whether it's in my kitchen or just I don't know, the things that I buy, if I can avoid buying stuff packaged in plastic. And look, obviously, research shows that that's very difficult to get rid of plastic completely. And I guess you have to look into the unnecessary plastic in your life that you don't, the one time use, the one that you don't really need and you can avoid, like a bottle of water, maybe you can buy your water in, not in a plastic and use bottle, use glass, glass packaging. So I'm gonna try, but for me, that's not where the issue is. For me is my, like, just my containers at home. They've just been, we have a lot of plastic, quite a lot actually. So if I can actually get rid of half, not even half, okay let's start with half. If I can get rid of half of like everything that is in storage, I feel like that would be a good start. That would be a good start. Anything that I use in my fridge, if I can just switch it to glass, that would also be a good start. So I'm looking into just seeing how my kitchen can be less plastic and introduce more glass. So wish me luck. This is not an easy task. I think it's easier to want to switch and then you realize actually some plastic containers work better. So I'm going to make an effort this year when it comes to changing my plastic. Another one is buying more fabric, more linen fabric. And this is not that I'm making an effort. I've realized that so far I've bought about two items this year, and I'm getting more drawn to linen. I don't know what has happened into perhaps the retail stores have realized that they can finally use linen, and I'm coming across more and more linen whenever I'm doing window shopping. I'm at the stores, and something always catches my eye. And so far, the two items that I've bought, they are linen. And I kind of went through the racks and I realized actually there's more linen clothing coming in. So perhaps some of these stores are really making an effort to switch the material that they're using, which I love. And so I think, I'm just gonna go with that vibe. I mean, of course, I have a couple of linen stuff, but this feeling is different. It's almost like you walk into a store and then the first thing that catches my eye, it's always linen. I don't know what's happening. Maybe I'm growing. Who knows? Maybe I'm growing. So I'm going to be, as a result, I'm going to try and make most of my purchases into linen fabric, and then let's see what happens. Like I said, these are not deep. It's just things that sometimes you get caught up into buying things that you shouldn't be buying. So I'm just like, actually, I've been enjoying all these items that I bought. Well, two. I bought pants. I bought a dress. Actually, I think it's three. I bought a dress. I bought pants, and I bought a beautiful, beautiful top that I just thought it was just so beautifully crafted. So, and they're all linen. So let's see. So I think I'm going to try and convince myself that there's more linen instead of buying any other fabric. Go shop, but just let's make it linen. So that will be probably my motto for 2024. The third item on my list, which this one I'm very proud of, I have switched my deodorant and my roll-on only because of aluminium salts in these products. I think some of the studies are showing how these can trigger breast cancer in some women. But other than that, I've always felt like these products that I was using, they were a bit quite strong. And I've always felt like I wanted something a much more cleaner. And it wasn't even more aluminium salts. I think it was more about going on a quest of saying, what products can I switch? Can I swap in my life that would be easier? It won't be too invasive for me. And sometimes you switch things and you feel like, oh my God, like your life is ending. Like you're so used to the previous product that you can't see yourself even starting a new life. And a roll-on and a deodorant for me, it was one of the first ones that I thought I can live with without. I can live with exploring and trying to see what's out there and switch. So I know you're probably thinking, what is the deal with aluminium salt? I think we'll do a separate show on that. I don't want to derail you, and I'm talking about something else now. Yeah, now we lose the point of, how to be more sustainable in 2024. So this is more clean beauty, but I've switched. I think it's been a year now, and it's going so far, so good. So I'm actually going to go out there and look for more products that I can bring into my life when it comes to antiperspirants, and see what else is out there. It was very difficult, I must say. It was very challenging because it's all about the smell, right? And some are not scented. So anything else that is most of the things that are clean are not scented. But I love scent. And I think most women love scent. Scent makes you feel cleaner, makes you feel luxurious, it just makes you feel nice. So I wanted something with much more natural scent rather than toxic chemicals. And it was very difficult to find. Everything else that I found, it wasn't the best smell. So it took me a little bit, it took me a while until I found something. I mean, at some point, I even tried Kitty's products. I was just like, you know what? I'd rather smell like a baby than use something toxic under my arms. So yeah, and then I found one. There's a store in South Africa called now I'm gonna forget. I think Wellness and Home. Wellness and Home. Well, I will put it in my show notes. I got one there, and I absolutely love it. And then I also started looking around, and I found the second one. So I have two that I'm quite currently using. I will put it in my notes. I just don't want to get the brands wrong, because I didn't plan to mention the brands, but I think I should, so that if someone is looking for a nice, if you want to try, if you feel like, you know what, Jez, actually, this is something that I've been meaning to change in my life. Where did you start? This is my place. This is where I started. So you can check out those two brands and see how they work for you. Or maybe the smells that I didn't enjoy, perhaps you would enjoy them. So you need to look further within that category that I will be putting in the show notes. And let's take a break. And so the last one that I'm going to be I'm going to actually make it my motto for this year. It's just keep it simple and less. That's my motto. Keep it simple and less. And this particularly has to do with just not being tempted to accumulate stuff. So the backstory is that I've just moved houses, and when you move house, it's a reality check, right? With everything that you've collected over the years. And this time around, I was even actually asking myself, okay, I've collected these things over the years, but what are some of the things that I'm still using that I actually have, like they've been here for years and I still haven't even, just detoxed them out of my life. And so I think there are two categories. I think there's stuff that you've accumulated over the years and they're probably just sitting somewhere in your garage. But I also think there's stuff that we actually currently live with that you've have had them for years. And sometimes it's better to just say, look, I've enjoyed you, I love you, and I'm going to just pass you on to another family or a person who would actually make best use of you. I've had items, and possibly this also speaks to you. I've had items in my life that I've literally carried on since I think my university days. I mean, and they're still functional and I love them. But sometimes I feel like some of them, they carry so much memories, good or bad. And I think it's maybe it's time to just let it be and let go. I think sometimes we speak quite a lot about the junk and the hoarding that is sitting in the garage. Yeah, that goes without saying that, at some point you need to start going through everything and just kind of get rid of everything else that you don't need. Like if you haven't looked for it in a year, then obviously, or 2 years, then obviously you don't need it, right? But what about the stuff that we actually currently have and we're using in our homes, and it's been there for years? I don't know. I just have like certain dresses or certain, I don't know, it could be a chair or it could be a pillow. I mean, cushions, particularly cushions, these cushions that you put on a couch. I've had some of them for years. And yeah, some still look decent, but I'm just like, I don't know if I'm still in a phase of cushions anymore. I feel like I'm going through a phase where I just want my couch to just be, just have less, and not have any decoratives, Yes, a good throw is always a good idea, but I don't know. I don't know. Am I making sense? I just feel like, do you have those items in your life where yes, they're fine, they're functional, but you're like, you've been with me for years, and I think it's time that I let you go. So I'm talking about those items that I think it's time to just start going through those. These are the kind of items where if someone who hasn't seen you in like 10 years and they walk into your home and the item is still there, it's like, oh, you still have this. I'm talking about those items. What are we supposed to do with those items? Because they carry so much memory. They've actually become like part of your identity that it just becomes, I don't know, questionable if should you still be keeping them, or is it waste if you're getting rid of it? I'm not sure. So I'm trying to just kind of make sense of those type of items. And I think moving house has literally triggered me to rethink. I have a portrait currently that I wanted to hang. Well, we with the old house, we used to hang it, in the entry foyer where to come in. But with this house, I'm like, this portrait is so rich and it's so memorable. You can't forget it. As soon as, I'm sure, even if you see it somewhere when you're doing your furniture shopping and you're like, and you've been to my house, you're like, oh, Jess actually has this. It's just that iconic. It's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it's just so intense that I feel like now I want to put it somewhere at the back of the house because it carries so much memory of the old house, if you know what I mean. So those are the items that I'm talking about. It's like I want to start afresh. I want to feel like, it's a new day. And then here's this portrait that reminds me of, I don't know. I don't know, guys. So yeah, so that's where I am. So I just want to keep it simple. I want to keep it less. So I'm going through that phase where I'm redecorating my house. And I just want to feel like it's somewhere, like I live on an island. Like it's just like I'm somewhere in Bali, I'm somewhere in Mauritius. Like I just want my decor to be so simple, seamless. I just want to be able to move through the house without stuff. So yeah, so that this year it's my motto, and I think I will remind myself for it to cross over in other areas, especially when I feel like I can't make a decision about what I need to do with certain things. It's like just keep it simple and less, or keep it less and simple. And let's see how that works for you. So That's how I'm planning to be more sustainable in 2024. Like I said, these are not like life-changing, you know, list of items. This is just something that personally that I've been struggling with, personally that I haven't been putting much more focus on. And I think this is what I would just like to focus on. I feel like if I can rearrange this part of my life, I will feel a little bit better that I have actually moved a little bit. I've moved forward a bit, you know. So what's on your list? You know, as it could be, as you know, like something very simple or something that is just like for someone else, it could be like, oh my God, I've already like conquered that, you know. But for you, it's still part of your struggle, your day-to-day struggle, and you feel like those are the areas that you want to shift. The thing about wanting to be more sustainable, more conscious, it's not necessarily about the list that has been created for us out there. I think we do use those lists as inspiration to see where you could start. But I think it's also still important that you create your own list, because you can only be more sustainable with the things that you personally can achieve. It's well and good to want to use someone else's list or some of these, you know, I don't know, some research list or whatever it is. But as long as you are finding it very tough and very difficult to conquer, then it's just bringing more pain into your life. So rather start with the items that that personally to you, that you feel like you can achieve, you know, you can accomplish, you know. It's like exercise, right? Some people enjoy yoga, and some people enjoy jogging, and some people enjoy, you know, hardcore training, whatever, boot camp. And it's really just about what you can do. That's what brings the results. You know, what do you personally, what is your body more aligned with, you know, that you can enjoy. So I think I see sustainability that way. I see, especially once you bring into your personal space where you're trying to be much more conscious with how you live and just, you know, just have that holistic way of living. I think it most of it has to do with anything that you find that personally that you want to look into. So yeah, so that's me for 2024. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. So much to conquer and achieve. But you know, I had friends over for dinner this past weekend, and someone was saying that, you know, she saw some, you know, one of these quotes on Instagram or whatever, and it was saying, you know what, actually this year I'm not setting any not that you're not setting any goals, but it was more or less, and I'm paraphrasing, it was more or less saying, I just want to enjoy where I am. That's my intention for this year. You know, I just want to enjoy where I am. That's my resolution. I'm not adding a PhD to my list. I'm not adding a CEO to my list. I'm not adding, you know, a losing 10K something on my list. I'm just enjoying where I am. And I like that. I love that so much. And I think there's more room for that for all of us. So that's what I'm wishing you for 2024, that where you're comfortable and where you feel that you want to shift certain things, that may you use that perspective to be comfortable and enjoy being comfortable, and where you were putting yourself under pressure, perhaps you could just look into this whole idea of, actually, this year, we're just going to enjoy where life has put us. So cheerio, my friends. We'll catch you in the next episode.